and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody. My name is Barbara, and it is my privilege to welcome you all to the program. I'm so glad that you're with us at the Speak Up table today, because many of you have no doubt heard the name Bonner Partners in Care Clinic, but you don't really have the details about this health program. Well, Cheryl McCarty is the clinic director, and she is here to share with you all that you need to know about this health clinic right here in Sandpoint for Bonner County residents. So settle in. Cheryl and I will be right back.
Nothing says happy holidays like winning a big, fat, holly jolly jackpot at the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry. We'll have daily super progressive jackpots waiting under the tree, giving you the chance to spin and win big bucks every day in December. Our midweek room rates are just $79 a night in the Kootenai Falls Lodge, or $99 a night in a spectacular Riverview room. We'll even throw in breakfast for two, making this the perfect December getaway. The Springs Restaurant will be dishing up our famous $11 lunch and dinner specials, or you can opt for our amazing $10 all-you-can-eat salad bar. December is the perfect time to book a holly jolly jackpot getaway. We have the games, we have the rooms, and we have the winning. To book your stay, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Okay, joining us today on the podcast is Stan and Roy, collectively known as the Raptors from Triple Play. Guys, here's a question. I've heard the Raptor Reef Water Park is always exactly 86 degrees. Why is this?
Well, Madeline, rigorous studies showed us that 86 degrees is the ideal temperature for fun to grow and flourish.
Oh, Stan.
So are you saying the water park would be less fun if it was 85 or 87 degrees?
I think that might possibly be exactly what I'm saying.
Could we make that not what he's saying?
The Raptors are brought to you by Triple Play, where you can bowl, play laser tag, climb a ropes course, and splash around in Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. Plus, it's all attached to a cozy hotel. Visit 3play.com.
At 88 degrees, fun really dissipates, and we want to avoid that.
Okay, Stan, what is that based on?
Instinct, Roy. Distinct instinct.
Oh.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play! Yeah!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
All right, everyone, here we are, here we go. I want to make a couple of, I'm beginning to feel like kind of the job center here because I've been making a few, job announcements, but these are really interesting and really important. The first one you've heard about, I hope, is the Bonner County Treasurer. It's a county position, is open. Our treasurer is retiring, and you can get the applications and all the information you need at the Bonner County Republican Central Committee. It's a website, Bonner County Republican Central Committee. You get there, you can find all the information and the application. But listen, the deadline is December the 3rd now, so you need to hustle if you think you're interested. The other openings that are, I think these are not paid, though maybe they give you coffee and donuts, is with the City of Sandpoint. And there are two commissions. One is the Arts, Culture, and Historic Preservation Commission, and another, just as important, some people might think more important, Planning and Zoning Commission. They have positions that are opening on those commissions. If you're interested, go to the City of Sandpoint, go to their website, and get your name in the mix. And if we have somebody out there interested in arts, culture, and historic preservation, I would like you to get on the commission and then begin to do something about the graffiti that's around town, because, you know, it's disturbing under tunnels and bridges and everything. I think that we need to be concerned about that as historical preservation. Anyway, that's my bit. Those are the job openings for you this week. And now, say hello with me and welcome to Cheryl McCarty. Cheryl, welcome to the program.
Hello, Barbara. Thank you for having me.
Well, I am delighted to have you because I have so many questions. You know, the first thing, I want to start with you, and I'm interested about your background. You're the clinic director. What is your background that brings you to that position?
Sure. I worked for Dignity Health System in California. I've been told by natives to say south of Boise, but it is Northern California, the Redding area.
It's all good. Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah, I was a transcriptionist first for 30 years. The last 20, I was also the transcription manager for 3 of the North State hospitals. And then unfortunately, artificial intelligence, voice recognition took over. As well as concurrent coding, which means they do it immediately. So they really didn't want to wait for the lag time for the reports to come through. So my husband and I had been here a few times vacationing, ended up moving here when he retired, and then my job went away. I ended up at the hospital and then behavioral health, and they knew I wanted a part-time position, so I took the partners in care.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I'm seeing, and ladies and gentlemen, this is, you know, I just met Cheryl, but we've had some time here before going on the air to chat. I am sensing a real managerial administrative talent in you, a kind of coordinator, if you will, as opposed to the direct healthcare provider. Is that correct?
Yes, I do coordinate. I do the paperwork. I make sure they have the supplies they need. I make sure the schedules or people know when they need to show up to help our patients. So, yep, that's what I do.
Excellent. Who are the people who provide the healthcare? Give us an idea of what their skill sets are, who they are in terms of, are they doctors, are they nurse practitioners, all of the above.
Sure. We have about 8 rotating providers. We have several family nurse practitioners. We have a few MDs. They usually rotate once every couple of months. It's their turn. Since we have low attendance at this point, they only are in the office for about 1 to 2 hours maybe on their clinic evening. And then we do have nurses coming in, rotating through, assisting as well.
Okay. So you say when you have low turnout, is that a low number of patients? You don't have a lot of patients taking advantage of this?
We don't right now. The first year of COVID, we went to telehealth, and we just haven't seemed to pick up after that. We have a smattering of patients. I just feel like we need to get the word out there, let them know our resource is still available for folks who don't have insurance or for folks who have really high deductibles that are unmanageable.
Ah, so they can have insurance but be going through a really tough financial time. Meeting deductibles. All right. So there's just so much for people to understand. First of all, let's back up a little bit. The clinic began in 2003. The clinic's been around for a long time. Tell us in more detail who your clients are. Who are the patients who do come in? Who are you looking for?
We are just looking for the folks who do not qualify for Medicaid. With the expansion, many folks have been able to get insurance, which is wonderful. We're just looking for that demographic that does not have insurance, whether they're not eligible for Medicaid, they cannot afford Obamacare or their own private insurance, or 26-year-olds about to fall off their patient or their parents' insurance plan. Those folks are more than welcome.
Okay. And they need to be residents of Bonner County?
Not necessarily. They can come from Coeur d'Alene or up north, Bonner's Ferry, we have had a few Canadians come in who needed some help this last summer. So we everywhere. We'll take them from everywhere. No questions asked.
So given that, so that makes two questions. What's your income stream? How do you make money? How do you pay the rent and pay your salary?
We do a lot of fundraising. COVID's kind of slowed that down a bit. But we are still doing our fundraising, as well as generous grants from the community, whether a Cal grant or 101 Women, the Selkirk Association of Realtors. There's also a societal, social injustice program as well.
Okay.
So several grants.
So you don't receive government money?
No.
State? County, city, federal.
No, it's all from grants, donations as well.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And so it can be anybody who walks in, no questions asked in terms of what's your residency. What about financial need? If they just declare, this is my financial need, this is my situation, and that's it?
It is. We used to have sliding scale. We no longer have that. So we don't even require them to fill out extensive paperwork. It's really just a couple of questions. What's your average monthly income? Mostly just to track it for statistics purposes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep.
So when you're writing grants, I used to do some grant writing. It feels like 100 years ago. But anyway, you always needed to
have your details.
Have some statistics to show them what you were doing and what you needed. So your clients can be, probably most of them are local. So when they show up, what are they presenting? I mean, I'm thinking they're not presenting with an emergency because they would need to go to urgent care.
Correct.
So they're there to receive what usually?
We do cuts and bruises and illnesses. We just don't do the physicals for sports, vision exams, dental care, anything with broken bones. Women's care, all of that is handled by the professionals. We do manage the minor and chronic health issues, cold and flu symptoms, blood pressure, you know, any kind of pain anywhere. And then we can also help with medications to manage these chronic conditions as well.
So chronic conditions, pain, no insurance, or maybe between insurances, people that would be showing up. So what about, so when you say chronic conditions, so they know they've got high blood pressure, and so they're coming in and they're saying, I've got high blood pressure and I need help managing it. What kind of help might you give a patient like that?
Our providers will give them prescriptions. We also have blood pressure cuffs that we hand out to people who need to monitor it and keep a daily log. We also will do refills. If a patient comes in and they haven't seen a doctor for a while and they just need refills, our provider will examine and then do a refill for those patients as well.
That is awesome. I'm just really impressed with... you know, it's probably more services that you provide than I can even ask about. It just sounds like, you know, it's kind of like what they need as they come in and present themselves is what you do. Apart from if they're in, you know, like broken bones, or you said dental and vision, you don't do that.
Correct.
What about, do you have x-ray machines so you can x-ray and, you know, what kind of, you know, machines do you have?
We do. We'll refer those out. If the patient is felt to need an x-ray or lab work, or they need to see a specialist, we'll refer them to the hospital. And then we also have a 30-30-40 program for any radiology studies, which means our clinic pays 30%, the hospital pays 30%, and the patient would pay 40%. And then Bonner General does have financial assistance as well to help with that 40% through their financial services office.
So That's for like an MRI that would be. What about X-ray? Is anything that gets referred?
Radiology, ultrasound, X-rays, MRI, CT scans.
Okay.
We can refer those out if they need to. Of
and
course,
it's 30-30-40 for
yes,
them?
Yes, okay. It is. And the physician would work up to that. They may start with, you know, lab work, one visit, and an X-ray, and then come. The patient needs to come back to be examined and to get their results, and then they'll work from there if they need to do further studies.
Exactly, just like they would for any patient coming in. If I go to my doctor and present with whatever, he's not going to like say, you know, we're going to do an MRI this afternoon.
It's exactly
at least
the same.
I'm pretty sure he won't. I'm hoping he wouldn't. It wouldn't be that bad. But what about, I'm just going to ask about a few things like diabetes. We've talked about high blood pressure. So people with high blood pressure, they either have been told they've had it or they've been in a situation where it's been tested. It's been high. What about diabetes? I mean, where they're beginning to have symptoms or they've been told, you know, your blood glucose is off the chart.
Right. We would do obviously lab work and then go from there. And we do have a medication assistance program where I'm able to go online, find the pharmaceutical company, help apply for it, gather the information from the patient, and then the pharmaceutical company would send them the medications. There are also a couple of other facilities in the area that have free insulin. I think Kiniksu mentioned having free insulin if for those who need it. And then they can also, we have the A1C that Panhandle Health, we have the free health screenings the first Tuesday of every month. Mm-hmm. So they can come in and get screened that way. We also have little blood glucose monitors we can give out for those folks. So we're happy to manage that as well.
You know, it's very impressive. And what I'm seeing, you know, apart from maybe minor cuts and bruises, people need to, it sounds like people would be coming in because they have some awareness of things that are going on in their body. One way or another, they've had a free screening here or a happy health day. You know, we did free screenings out at the Clark Fork Senior Center a few years ago. And so people found out things about their health. But there was no provision of support. That was just telling them, you know, your numbers are not good. So this is the way they would hear of these issues in their body, and then they would come to you then for that next step, right?
Correct. We would help them with resources, whether it's a dietary consult with the Panhandle Health District, as far as managing their nourishment with the diabetes. So we do have the resources to try to help them go a step further.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Who does the, you said dietary or nutrition counseling, who does that?
We have Panhandle Health. We would send them a referral. Nancy Jenkins is their dietitian, and it would be through her. There's also, if someone wanted to go through Audrey Buck at Woodlands, she's another one in the area that I know of. Mm-hmm. I know there are many. These are just the ones that I am aware of.
Where's Woodlands? Is that a medical practice?
Woodlands Family Medicine. Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. I know Audrey from a lot of years ago. She was the diabetes head person at BGH for many years.
Very nice lady.
Yeah. We have a lot of talent and a lot of resources right here in our area for health and that. And there's no fee for the clinic's services apart from any special tests that are done, right?
That's correct. We don't have, we don't have a fee. It's just the maybe, like I said, the radiology study, we do take care of the medications. We have medication gift cards. They can go to Walmart. We also have gas vouchers that help them with their transportation costs if that's a barrier for them to health care. The specialist referral, we send the initial $100 for the consultation, and the rest would be up to the patient and that other provider to kind of work something out, whether it's a payment plan. We help as much as we can.
Awesome. You know, when we come back in the next segment, Cheryl, we're going to talk about, you know, where you're located, what your phone number is, and how do people get, you know, in to the clinic. What kind of process do they go through? How do they call? How do they get there? And I'm going to tell you after that segment, we're going to have people calling and lining up over there.
I hope so.
Yes, I hope so too, because this is a wonderful program. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to take it right now. When we come back, we're going to have more information for you, maybe someone in your family, someone that you know that needs this kind of support from Bonner Partners in Care Clinic.
Our American spirit is alive and strong. And while we're all going through these unprecedented historical times, we can face these challenges together. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Although we may wear face masks and practice social distancing, there are no restrictions on making travel memories for business or pleasure. Taking care of our Shiloh guests and employees is the very essence of what we do. At Shiloh Inns, we're open and ready to welcome you to a clean, safe home away from home. You'll find extra cleaning and sanitizing protocols in place for the safety of our guests and employees. At Shiloh Inns, we offer many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and even the kids stay free. So book your next stay with confidence at ShilohInns.com or call 1-800-222-2244. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence, American family owned and proud of it.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They carry the reliable DECA line of batteries, and they now stock Insta-Chains and the latest in LED light bars. So call Brown's today at 263-4643 or stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC, Certified Master Mechanics, can help keep your equipment on the road all winter long. Open from 7 to 5 weekdays and Saturdays until 1. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy and tender. Maybe crispy, juicy, tender. All one word? Okay, fine. You'll just have to try our crispy chicken sandwich to understand it.
Now get medium crispy golden fluffy fries for free when you buy one of our new crispy chicken sandwiches. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Not available on McDelivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I haven't really woken up until I've had my McDonald's breakfast deal. And I know this is true because before breakfast, I put my phone in the refrigerator and couldn't find the keys that were already in my hand.
Now buy one sausage McMuffin, sausage burrito, or hash brown and get another for a buck. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
Hey, everybody, we are here talking with Cheryl McCarty. She is the clinic director, the clinic manager for Bonner Partners in Care Clinic. This is a clinic right here in Sandpoint that essentially has no fee for its services, and I am blown away, Cheryl, by how many services you have, the referrals you make, you know, you make, prescriptions, help with prescriptions, you know, all kinds of services that people will have. You said something interesting on the break, and that, you know, I've kind of been focusing in on high blood pressure, diabetes, and this and that, but you say that people come in, they typically have a cluster of issues. Why is that?
They do. It's just been a long time since they've been following up with the provider. Their conditions will just snowball into a great big one. They're just trying to avoid the doctor, trying to avoid the bills, or don't have a way to get there. And then they'll come in, and then little by little, it's so nice to help them as they come week by week and watch them get their medications, get stabilized, and coming in with a smile on their face, feeling pretty good.
You know, that is very, of all you've said, that is very impressive, this kind of untangling of this kind of mess, I want to say, or conundrum for trying to figure out the healthcare system with, you know, and not, you know, can't afford, so you avoid both ER for sure.
Right.
And the doctor. Well, people go to ER, I guess, because they can't turn you away. But nevertheless, there's a price. There's a price you pay.
There is a price.
Yeah. All right. So let's let our listeners know, how do they access this? Who do they call? Where are you located? How do they get the service?
Sure. It's very easy. We are located and operate out of the Panhandle Health District building on Tuesday evenings, starting at 5:30. Folks can start coming in to the little lobby there. I'll give them paperwork. So that's at 5:30. And then our phone number, 208-255-9099. And the address, again, 2101 Pine Street.
So you're in the Panhandle Health
building
right over there on Pine.
Yep.
Really close. I walk over there all the time. Traverse Park. Right in your front yard, and it's 5:30 just on Tuesday evenings.
It's only on Tuesday evenings, correct. But they're more than welcome to call. I can answer questions. I can try to, if I don't know the answer, I can try to find out for them, or they can just show up the next Tuesday.
So people don't need to call and make an appointment.
No, they just show up. First come, first serve.
Okay, that's what I saw. So first come, first serve. Yes. There are eight people sitting in the lobby and you're number nine. You need to maybe...
It depends. It's at the discretion of the provider. Okay. We will see up to eight. If someone comes in after we've seen the eight, while they're still seeing the last of them, it's up to the provider. If not, and they're not able to, they need to get home. They will definitely be the first one on the list for the following Tuesday.
Okay. And you say there is some paperwork they fill out so you can have statistics and kind of keep track of what's going on.
Yeah, it's not a lot of paperwork. There's like a demographic page, a very quick medical history page, what you can remember to share with the doc.
And this is in person now. They're in the lobby at Panhandle Health. Do they need to wear masks?
Yes, that we do have masks available if they don't have them. Also, if a patient's very ill, we do ask that they stay home. We can do telehealth. We can call them. Our provider can listen and go from there.
Okay. So they need to monitor themselves, as we all do, as we've all learned in the last 2 years.
Right.
You know, we've always not wanted people to like come to church or come to a meeting when you're actively coughing, but now it's like, you know.
Yeah, stay home, please.
Go home.
Yep.
And take care. Call. I'll go get you groceries. All right. So people, they don't need to call ahead. They don't need to make appointments. Show up at the Panhandle Health Building. What are some of the services that you do not offer your clients? Let's go over that list.
It's just really the major, you know, cuts, broken bones. Those folks need to go to immediate care or the ER. Women's issues, that would be handled by Panhandle Health or Sandpoint Women's Health or another provider of your choice.
So women's issues, what? This would be pregnancy?
STD testing,
STD.
We don't provide that. Or family planning, those are the we don't offer that.
Menopause issues, they're coming in with...
Right, that would be Panhandle Health or... Right, if they needed symptom relief, I'm sure our providers could look them over, and if they needed a prescription, we could do that. They'd probably be referred on.
There is no symptom relief for menopause, except to get angry at your husband. That's the only outlet you have. Okay, just you can ignore that. That was not true medical advice. That was me talking, not Cheryl. Okay, so women's health is pretty much not what you... we had a question about pediatrics. What about kids?
Yep, there have been kids that come in for flu symptoms, cold symptoms. And if it was something that our provider was uncomfortable with, they would absolutely refer on to a pediatrician for a higher level of care.
Okay. Is there anything in pediatrics that you do not cover that we haven't talked about?
Again, it would just be the cuts or broken bones.
Yeah.
I'm sure our physicians would look them over, our providers, and take care of them and or refer them.
Yeah, probably put a bandage on and send them to ER or urgent care.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. I've got a note here that says free health screening. Have we talked about that already? free health screening? What's included in that?
Sure. Group? The free health screening is done through Panhandle Health, Nancy Jenkins and her team. They offer it the first Tuesday of every month, concurrent with Partners in Care. They do open their doors for that at 4 o'clock. You can give them a call or you can just show up at our clinic time. Someone will be there. The free screening would include blood pressure, A1C, blood glucose, your blood, obviously blood pressure again, lipids, which is your LDL and HDL, triglycerides. And they also do a balance and flexibility testing. Just an overall kind of general wellness. If they need you to be referred on to us, you can come down and see us the same day.
You know, that's a lot. Those are the very things that people need to be tracking. You need to be tracking your blood pressure, your glucose, your lipids. And what was the other that you had there?
Lipids, A1C, balance and flexibility.
Balance and flexibility. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And that needs to be definitely tracked and taken care of, because then you will know what's going on. You know, I don't know if healthcare has really changed. Sometimes in my life frame, it feels like it's changed. I've gone from not really feeling, because I was younger then, so that's different. But not feeling really responsible. You only thought about your health when you got sick. Now we are much more stewards with the vitamins we take and the exercise we do and the food we eat and the numbers that we track. It's not just my doctor that's looking at my lipids. I know what my numbers are. And I think that's changed in healthcare. Is that true, Cheryl?
I think it's smart to track your numbers. If you do get lab work outside of your physician's office, I myself will keep a copy and make sure they get a copy for my file, just to like watch the trend. Mm-hmm. As we get older, things mm-hmm. change.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Or watch, you know, you're getting all your tests with your annual wellness with your doctor.
Correct.
And I mean, you know, you need to be a partner in care. It's one of the reasons I love your title here for your clinic.
Right. The patient is included in that, being an advocate for themselves.
Exactly.
As well.
You need to be your own advocate. And this is a way for people who don't have insurance, who have some financial difficulty in meeting, and yet we want them to meet their
right.
health care needs, and this is the avenue that they can
right.
do that.
And we would give them copies, and we keep charts, obviously, and we would just, help them manage it until they were either able to get insurance or they can more than welcome to keep coming to us.
Yeah. And I think the other thing that I want people to hear, and I want you to repeat, is this concept that you know, people come in every Tuesday evening, 5:30 in the afternoon, and what may happen is they're going to get referred to other caregivers. And that's huge. I thought it was all just self-contained. You guys did this, but you are a referral agency for any of their healthcare needs, whatever you might find, right?
Right. Our providers will assess the patient. If they feel we can just take care of them right there, if it's a prescription or labs, we can send them to those to the lab at the hospital. If they are in need of a referral specialist, like they have knee pain or they have a surgical issue, we will refer them on to those providers, those specialists, and we do pay the first $100 towards that referral.
Yeah. And if it gets a lot of testing going on, you talked about the 30-30-40, where you pay 30% of like x-rays, the hospital pays 30%, and there's 40% that's kind of negotiated
right.
With the patient, that where that's more of a sliding scale perhaps for them.
Right. It's through Bonner General. It's the BGH Cares program. It's a very short application for financial aid, and you can get your rate significantly reduced.
I understand that you depend on volunteers. Are you talking about the medical professionals, the nurse practitioners and the MDs that come in? What other volunteers do you use?
Yeah, definitely our providers. And we do have, we call them our administrative help. We have a lot of folks in the community who either started using Bonner Partners in Care years ago, and now they want to give back. They have their own jobs. They come to work. They come to the clinic after their job, and then they're able to stay there and help. They will check in patients, handle the paperwork, put together charts for me. Anything we need done administrative-wise, or even cleaning up and purging charts.
You know, we're going to take a break right now, Cheryl, but I'm going to ask you a couple of questions on, you know, some, if you can think of some patients, of course you won't use names, but where the outcome has been really good, where you've just had a real sense of success, and I'm sure you have many of those, but maybe a couple of the wilder stories you might have. I don't know. I'm sure you've got a few. Don't know if you want to talk about them. Fair warning. I'm interested in it. All right, everybody, we've got more coming your way, a lot more information. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Let thick and thin beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you. Spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, or desktop, or beams up to 44 feet long. Just about anything you can dream up, the guys at TNT can help design. For all your wood product needs, it's thick and thin lumber, fast, reliable service, and competitive pricing. See the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road, or check out their website at tntbeams.com.
This Friday, December 3rd, grab your girlfriends and head out for a night of fun, shopping and music in the historic Sandpoint Shopping District. Shop around Sandpoint and enjoy snacks and beverages, in-store promotions, and door prizes. Take your completed shopping passport to the after party at the 219 Lounge and enter to win dining certificates worth over $400. For more info on Girls Night Out and other events, check out the Shopping District Facebook page or downtownsandpoint.com.
We are here with Shane Flory from North Idaho Collision Repair Center in Bonner's Ferry, answering your questions about aftermarket parts. I hear a lot about OEM parts. What is that?
OEM parts means original manufactured parts, which are made by the manufacturer of your particular vehicle. Honda's Honda parts, Toyota's Toyota parts. Aftermarket parts are made in China, and they don't fit correctly or have the same corrosion protection as the original manufactured parts do. At North Idaho Collision, you can rest assured that we only use OEM parts. We do this to make sure that your car is returned to pre-accident condition, not repaired to a lesser degree.
So if you receive an insurance estimate that includes aftermarket parts, how do you handle that?
That's where we're different than most shops. We cover the cost to put OEM parts back on your car, regardless of what the insurance company pays for.
To learn more about North Idaho Collision Repair Center in Bonner's Ferry, visit them online at nicrepaircenter.com.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere. All at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Everybody, welcome back in. As usual, we've got it going on right here at the Speak Up table. And today, Cheryl McCarty, the clinic director at Bonner Partners in Care Clinic right here in Sandpoint. But really, I mean, serving Bonner County, Boundary County, Kootenai County, Canadians have been in there. People are just invited who find that they need some medical attention. They may not have insurance, or they're really concerned about paying for what may happen, that you are a resource. The clinic is a free resource to at least get started on this journey to health for whatever is going on with them. Okay, maybe not everything that's going on with them. There are some exclusions, close, right? Pregnancy and yes, women's health and a few things, and broken bones. And if you're in an emergency, you better get to urgent care. But other than that, kind of chronic stuff.
Absolutely.
You're monitoring.
There. We're yeah, there, whatever they need.
Yeah. And the other thing I like is that through Panhandle Health, where you're located, all of this wellness testing can happen. Go ahead and list that out again. All the tests that they can get taken to really find out what's going on in their bodies.
Sure, absolutely. It's the first Tuesday of every month at 5:30, or they start at 4. We are at 5:30. You can do both if you'd like. It would include your blood glucose and your A1C. Blood pressure monitoring. If you have high blood pressure that we feel needs to be monitored, you'll be given a blood pressure cuff. We also have lipid screening, which is your cholesterol and your triglycerides, and then also your balance and flexibility. It's just a general overall check to get your numbers to see where you are. And if you need to be referred to either Bonner Partners in Care or elsewhere, we will make that happen.
And, you know, people just need to, you know, get stewardship over their health care. And you are, you being the clinic, a great resource to start untangling these numbers and what's going to make you feel better.
Right.
Yeah.
And the patients, if they keep track and watch their trends, keep copies of your results. And if you go to a provider, take them with you.
You know, one of the things that I want people to hear again and again is that there's no government money involved in this. You have private streams of money. You do fundraising. You have other nonprofit funding organizations and grants that come in to support you. And that is amazing, and that is wonderful.
Very generous community.
Very generous. And you have some fundraising things that are happening. Like now you're sending some things out and maybe a ski event coming
yes,
up. Tell us about how you're raising money.
Yes, we're actually being December. We're at our end of year push as far as, you know, giving folks their last chance tax break. You can donate. You can go to www.bpicc.org, and there's a button there. You can also send it through the mail. We do have a Schweitzer Ski Day. We're looking towards the spring. We don't have a date there yet. And then we also collaborate with the animal shelter and the food bank. It'll be about quarterly. I don't have the next date, but it's called a One Health Clinic, where the animal shelter does free testing and immunizations for dogs and cats, also microchipping. They have free dog and cat food. The food bank is there and has free food. And then we are there to do the screenings that I mentioned before and also to give you information on Bonner Partners in Care.
I love that. So it's everybody's good health. I mean,
correct,
the animals, they have the partners in care for the animals are there taking care of them, getting those little doggies and cats microchipped. And the food bank is there with good, nutritious, free food.
Free food,
and
yep,
you guys are there with lots of alternatives for health care. And really, the way I see it is really getting in control of your health care. You don't have insurance. Things are out of control one way or the other, and you
yeah,
need help.
It snowballs, and you just feel worse and worse.
Exactly.
Staying up on it's important.
Exactly, because then you just start feeling better because you're working with someone. There is power in partnership. You know, when you walk in and you've got somebody on your side who's helping you and looking out for you, and they know more than you do about
right,
healthcare.
Everybody has their own ideas too. The interdependence is there. Mm-hmm. You just bounce ideas off, and it's just a really positive energy at the
yeah,
One Health Clinics. It's very fun.
You always feel better when you partner up with someone. I mean, I always feel better. I walk whenever I can walk, but I like to walk with someone or someone's little group, little
mm-hmm,
posse,
yep,
you know. It's all good. These partnerships are excellent. So you have partnerships with other healthcare providers, and then you have a couple of fundraisers, or at least just no service days for the animals food bank.
Right.
I love it. I love that one in particular. I asked before we went on this break for you to be thinking about some positive stories or some crazy stories. I mean, I know you've got them. It's just a question if you'll share them. So what do you have for us? Some some human interest without using names.
Oh, that's all right. Human interest. We have one patient who's been coming quite a bit, came in very, very ill, and gradually he's been in several times. We're getting all of his issues taken care of, and he's just, the last time he came in, he just looked like he was smiling and actually had a sparkle in his eye, when before you just didn't see that. He was really down. It was really nice to see him feeling better. We're still not done with him. We're still referring him out, but it's really nice to see how the treatment is working for him. The one that I can think of that we had recently, someone had an infection on their thumb and let it go. She took a picture on her iPad and brought it in, and it literally looked like a humongous, snow cone, because it was just pocket of,
we could have gone
that was
all
in there.
Day. Oh my God.
It was just, and she was just so positive and funny. We were laughing about it, and she just was so cute, just the way it was funny.
Yeah, she was cute. The thumb, not so much.
Not the thumb, not, and I told her she did not have to share that picture with me.
I'm just thinking in terms of some of the reasons that people end up without insurance and with the healthcare issues kind of snowballing in a way. Alcohol, drugs, and obesity are often challenges, and I'm sure that you meet if one or all of those in some of your clients.
Sure.
What do you do if alcohol is involved or drugs, for example?
Yeah, we will give them a referral. We do have Ideal Hope has just joined. They're using Panhandle Health office space as well, starting today. They're there. We would refer them either to counseling or AA. We would find some resources. We'll Google them for them. We'll print stuff for them. Try to find some resources to get them plugged in somewhere to get the help.
Yeah. And I know you mentioned dietary help, nutritional advice, help in figuring out, food, eat this, don't eat that. What about obesity? Is that something that you encounter a lot? I'm going to guess probably yes, because it's high in America all over.
I know there's too many good choices. I mean, too many good foods out there to eat. We do. If they had asked, we would treat that as a referral to a specialist. Mm-hmm. Then we would pay the first $100 towards going to a dietary consultant.
Yeah.
Help them that way.
And those people are here locally at Bonner General Health. You can,
They're there. Yeah.
And private practice also will help you do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know when. I don't have it scheduled yet, but, diabetes, as you know, Cheryl, is an epidemic in America today.
It is.
Diabetes, and I think this is all feeding in from the obesity and the food thing, and that is just a terrible, if there is a pandemic, if we can use that word, I know it's an epidemic, but anyway, I'm going to do a show on it, and I know that Bonner Partners in Care is going to come up during that discussion, that for people that do not have insurance and they are encountering some of these issues with obesity and maybe even getting those glucose numbers that are warning signs for
absolutely.
Them, that they need to come in and see you and not put it off, because it's not going to go away.
It's not going to go away. And we make it so easy. Go ahead and come on in. 5:30 on Tuesdays. We'll pay your gas. We'll pay for your meds. We'll help you out and refer you on if we need to, just to make you feel better.
Yeah, exactly. So that is Bonner Partners in Care Clinic, just like Cheryl McCartney just said, every Tuesday at 5:30 at the Panhandle Health Building right here in Sandpoint on Pine. You can just show up. You don't have to call. You don't have to make an appointment. It's a good thing. Well, Cheryl, we've talked to a lot of people today. I think they're lining up over there already. This is
That's
Tuesday.
Wonderful. Tonight's, I'm looking forward to clinic tonight.
Tonight's the night.
Yes, please come.
All right, everybody. Thanks for being with me. That's it for today. All of my programs are available archived at NorthIdahoRadio.com. Next week, I get to talk to Janice McGeachin. She's our current lieutenant governor here in Idaho, and she is running for governor. So I'm going to be talking to a lot of candidates benefits all through the next months as we lead up to the primary in 2022. You got it going on right here with me on Tuesdays. Until then, this is Barbara saying take care of yourself and God bless you.